College students, being who they are always looking for a free meal. I knew one who got a whole sheet cake left over after an event. The organizers misplanned, thought there would be many more people, and there was an entire cake left untouched. So this guy took the cake and ate it for the rest of the week. Free meal, free breakfast, free lunch, free dinner, day in and day out. And at first, you couldn't really tell if you didn't know that this was what he was doing. He still looked healthy, but after a few days, his skin started to look kind of sickly, droopy eyes. He had no energy. Go figure, because he was consuming calories but no nourishment. Plenty of calories, zero nutrients. And honestly, that's what the readings are talking about today, but with things, possessions, wealth, instead of calories. There's a lot going on, gathering a lot, but without anything underneath. And it leaves us sick. Right? Jesus tells us the parable of a man who has more grain than he knows what to do with. He's set for life, early retirement. But it doesn't matter. It's empty. He dies that very night, and he can't enjoy it. As they say, you can't take it with you. Sure, the grain remains, but it's not his anymore. Like it says in our first reading, to another who has not labored over it, he must leave his property. He took in a lot of stuff, but was never truly nourished. It was all just empty calories. But it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. The fathers of the church contrasted this parable with the story of Joseph in Egypt, who also stored up a lot of grain. But for Joseph, it was a credit to him. He did it so that he could give it away. He did it so that he could be a good governor. He knew that a famine was coming, and so he scrimped, he saved the grain so that he could give it to his fellow countrymen and his own blood relatives when they came seeking help. For the man in our parable this evening, his possessions were an occasion for greed, to be able to hoard. But for Joseph, his possessions were an occasion for generosity. There's a big difference. We see in this contrast, taking the two of them together, that the church doesn't condemn private property, doesn't condemn possessions or owning things. In fact, the commandment, thou shalt not steal, makes no sense if you think that the church does away with private property. But we also see that it should be ordered to something that truly lasts. We can't take our physical possessions with us when we die, but we do carry some possessions into eternal life. Our virtues, our acts of charity, our love for God and our neighbors around us, we carry those with us. We take those with us when we die. And that's what Jesus hints at when he says at the end of the gospel, thus it will be for all who store up treasures for themselves but are not rich in what matters to God. Rich in what matters to God. What matters to God? That we love him. That we give ourselves over to him. As will happen shortly with our baptisms this evening. To give ourselves over to God. That we care for those around us. Both physically and spiritually. There are two sets of works of mercy. The corporal and the spiritual works of mercy. How we care for those around us. To be rich in what matters to God. What matters to God? that we honestly seek his will instead of our own. We prayed in the psalm this evening, "Teach us to number our days aright that we may gain wisdom of heart." Teach us, Lord. Teach us. God made us individually, uniquely. So he knows, since he made us, what will make us fulfilled, what will make us happy, individually, uniquely. Teach us, Lord. Show me the path that I should walk. Rich in what matters to God. What matters to God? That we continue to pursue him. That we don't give up or become complacent. Life is a constant conversion. A constant daily turning of ourselves to the Father. As we heard from St. Paul this evening, brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not what is of earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Think of what is above. Does the music I listen to, the TV shows that I watch, do they direct my thoughts to what is above? Do they help me become rich in what matters to God? Rich in what matters to God. What matters to him? What matters to him? What matters to God? Our faith, our hope, our charity, our love. My brothers and sisters, those are what matter to God. Our readings this evening warn us about greed, about placing too much stock in stock, about being possessed by our possessions. Instead, we consider the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, though rich, for our sake became poor, that we who are poor creatures might have the hope of the riches of heaven. It's not an abundance of things that will make us happy. Those are just empty calories. No, true treasure is the nourishment of God in our lives, in the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. Nothing is more precious than our faith, because our faith is what allows us to grasp God. It allows us to grasp God himself. Nothing is more valuable than hope, because hope anchors our hearts in our eternal homeland of heaven, constantly calling us there. And nothing is worth more than charity, because God is love. God is love. And this God will come to us soon in the Eucharist, where we have both an abundance of grain, but also the true nourishing substance. We receive God himself. To the Almighty King, who bestows such eternal treasures upon us, be all glory and honor forever and ever. Amen.